Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for August 21st, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, President Donald Trump this week asked cabinet members to appease farmers angry over small refiner waivers following a rash of blowback from ethanol and commodity groups. Trump held a meeting to find a solution. Representatives from the Department of Energy and Agriculture, along with the EPA, attended a two-hour meeting on Monday on the subject, according to Reuters. However, no clear action has been identified so far. The Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency is expanding its payment options to now accept debit cards and automated clearinghouse or ACH debit. FSA Associate Administrator Steve Peterson talks about the new paperless options.
We're doing it for farm loan repayments, for measurement service, for farm debt repayments. If they're purchasing aerial photography, they can also use this transaction. And our goal is to expand that to all FSA programs.
The expanded payment options will cut the time employees take to process payments by 75%. The announcement, the USDA says, marks the beginning of a multi-phased rollout of new payment options for the USDA customers. Senate Finance Chairman Chuck Grassley predicts U.S.-Japan trade deal soon, even ahead of the congressional ratification of the USMCA. Grassley is so optimistic the U.S. will cut the trade deal with Japan soon, he is making this prediction.
And I would expect an announcement within the next couple months.
And would a Japan deal precede House and Senate action on the USMCA?
Yeah, and I don't think Japan agreement's going to take action by the Congress. If it does, I'm prepared to take that action. And I would think it would be pretty easy for the House to do it as well, if it's necessary. But I'm not sure it's necessary.
Soybeans, car parts, pork, adhesive films, tape, combine harvesters, and also paper towels. These were some of the biggest losers in the 9th District states as exports took a hit earlier this year. In an article in the Fed Gazette recently from the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, half of the states in the Minneapolis Fed six-state region managed to continue growing their exports in 2018. The year trade wars with America's top trade partners began. That is according to the U.S. Department of Commerce stats. But in the last 4 months of 2019, all states saw exports drop compared with the same months in 2018. North Dakota got hit the hardest, followed by South Dakota. Minnesota had the lowest impact, but still saw exports shrink 1%. Here is a further breakdown of the story when they went state by state. For Minnesota, exports grew 7% in 2018 and then shrank 1% in 2019. The biggest losers were soybeans. In North Dakota, excluding oil products, total exports grew 7% between 2017 and 2018. In the first 4 months of 2019, though, exports shrank 14% compared to the same months in 2018. The biggest losers were front-end shovel loaders. And in South Dakota, exports grew 3% in 2018 and shrank 12% in 2019. Exports to Canada suffered the most. The biggest loser was ethanol. This is Inside Agriculture.